Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
It's hour two of the nation. 2 minutes remain on stoppage time as the USA battles Iran in the final match of the Group B round robin. USA holds this lead. They will be in the knockout stage of the World Cup, the round of 16. That would be against the Netherlands at 9 a.m. on Saturday. Iran continues to play it directly into the front area of goal for the USA's defensive side. Rather impatiently, just trying to do anything, maybe catch a lucky break, get a ball through. There's another high serve from beyond midfield into the box. A header! Oh, my goodness. It was right in front of the six-yard box as Matt Turner messed that play up significantly. Luckily, the defender retreated behind him and cleared the ball. USA still in front of their own goal. There's a big clearance out to midfield. Okay, 1 minute to play at the FIFA World Cup. 1-0 USA. That was crazy. The ball came into the top of 18. It was headed into the middle right there. And then another foot nearly got it through Turner's legs. A defender was behind him to cover. Look at that. Just a little bit more power on that push of the ball through Turner's legs. And it would have been a goal for Iran. Holy cow.
I think they're asking for a review.
On what?
On the...
They want a penalty?
They want a foul on Turner.
For what?
For what?
The Iranians slid into him with both feet.
They're not going to get this.
No.
But how about Zimmerman?
No handball.
Who gave up the penalty in the Wales match one who ends up being able to clear that ball out.
Great catch.
They're wasting time.
What do they want?
Oh, play on. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay, so 99 minutes then. They wasted their last minute arguing with the ref. Call the game. The ball is on the Iranian end.
He's going to give him one more shot.
There's another direct service, about 40 yards. That'll be contested. A couple of headers. There's a clearance for the USA. Is that it?
Come on, call it. Has to be it, man.
Is that it? Another clearance. Come on, send it.
Call it.
Send it! Okay.
Or is a score?
It's gone on too long.
Okay, the Iranian keeper has it.
Oh, my gosh, he's still letting him play.
99 and a half minutes now. The full punt going down in front of the USA. Goal header contested. Okay, Iranian now possessing maybe 40 yards out front, and they're going to get it out to the right wing. The entire U.S. team is back. Now it's in the middle of the field.
This is just so stressful. Right.
There's
now.
A service into the
box.
A header clearance.
Dive.
Okay,
in this thing.
99-53.
I think they did.
54. Did they call it?
I think they just called it.
They have called it. It's final. It's a final.
Yes.
Woo! Oh, my goodness. Yeah. That was torture.
We got it, boys.
That was unbelievable torture.
We got it, boys.
They're exhausted.
Thanks for riding with us here, G-Bag Nation, as they have done it. The U.S., after not qualifying for the World Cup in 2018, have advanced to the knockout round with a 1-0 victory over Iran. 1-1-1 in group stage play.
They're acting like they've been here before. I thought they were going to be celebrating more.
I think it's just relief.
They're exhausted.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sorry, and terrified, traumatized by that near goal that they gave up in the 99th minute.
USA.
USA. USA. USA. USA. USA. USA.
Let's go!
Pulisic in the 38th minute with the winner. He was injured. We'll have to stand by for details on that in the post-match interviews. There is Iran, who had the government threaten their families before this match if they did anything in support of the protesters back home. Now they get to go home, as the USA will stay in Qatar for at least 5 more days and take on the Netherlands at 9 a.m. on Saturday morning. There better not be a youth sporting event that I have to be at. But I don't even know how I'd handle that. I mean, do you just tell the girls, go for it, and you go sit with the parents and watch on your smartphone if you're the coach?
I think.
How do you handle that?
That's the only choice that you can make there.
You could have an earpiece in, run it up, and have your phone in your pocket and listen to the match while it's going on. You have it kind of like concealed, like you're into their match. You're into your team's match, but you're listening to your...
I could get like a little Bluetooth earbud.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, exactly.
I think you're about to get a little flu bug going on about late Friday night, Friday evening. It's going to set in. You're Saturday morning is going to be a bleep show for you, brother. You're not going anywhere.
That assistant coach, Art, he's really earned this opportunity to coach a game.
Hell yeah, Art. This one's for you, brother.
He's a great guy, though. All righty. Well, there we go. That 4 minutes of radio was badass, guys. 405. Well, thank you. I know there's a lot of people out there that are working, and they can't, get a satellite radio feed. Or they can't watch it on TV, and all they have is the radio on in the background, and if they stop to go try to watch it, their boss is going to be mad. Plus, I could not have imagined trying to broadcast through that. All righty. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. That's 9 a.m. Eastern time on Fox. Okay, so that'll be 8 a.m. Texas
time. I think they have a pre-match show that they do with an hour.
Right?
So, yeah, I have a feeling you're going to get it at 9 a.m. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Well, get your local Twin Peaks for each drink, scenic views, and some brunch specials.
Man, how about that? That's going to be the pregame to our Boomer Jacks fan holiday party. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
What a great Saturday. You're going to have the USA and Netherlands. We've got conference championship Saturday. We're going to have our fan Tolo party bonanza at Boomer Jacks.
On many sides.
Gosh, man. We're just going to be freaking hammered from morning to night.
I'm starting to hydrate right now.
You should. Fellas.
And Broadus, you are driving both of us, right?
We're going to be pregaming at BetQL. So what's Brian going to do? Going to leave to come pick us up?
I could pick you guys
He'd
up.
He'd be down.
Oh, no, what? I would. Yeah. No, but
Broadus would be down.
Bet payoff, you have to paint your face completely? Bet
for,
payoff?
For the
match? For the match? Well, the match would be over,
that. But that's fine. I mean, that would be... It'd be
but you have to wear the...
You have to wear it to the...
We're
going to
beat the Netherlands, so... we'll be fine.
I can see Gavin with a painted up face.
I think it has to be, we don't have any payoffs this week.
Yeah, we won't have a loss.
Yeah, but then we have a game on Friday?
It would be torturous if I had to paint my face for red, white, and blue next week after they were eliminated.
That's what I was going to say.
That would be
next
miserable.
That would be, that would be fun for an entire show, having Dawson as a rabid USA fan, who, of course, is a week late on their exiting the World Cup. That would be pretty legendary.
817, that 4 minutes was not badass. Please do not talk soccer. Thank you. 940, nice. Ed from Denton, do they have a baby dolls in Qatar? It's a good question. I don't know.
No, they don't. No.
Maybe they could have some in a palace basement somewhere.
I
do appreciate the ask, Ed, but I can tell you baby dolls is probably alive and popping right now. If you want to go check that out, 10250 Shady Trails.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. To this day!
You think they got the A-team out on a World Cup TD Tuesday?
I bet you they got the A-team rolling in a little early today.
How about the 903? That's the most I've been interested in the World Cup or any soccer in my life. Y'all made it enjoyable. Okay, there you go. Let's go around the Mavs here, G-Bag Nation. Talk about some of the other big sporting things happen. This is a huge game. I do have some chicken soup for your Mavs soul.
Thank God.
So we're going to get to that.
Please.
Have you seen who is the most improved defensive player of the year so far? That's a tease. Who do you think it is? But we're going to start with this Tim Cato article in The Athletic about how the offense is struggling more than it should, and that taking away Brunson should not make this whole thing tumble, but at least over the last four games it has. And it's kind of getting worse as the season goes. In the past 10 games, Dallas is now scoring 109.3 points per 100 possessions. That's the fourth worst mark in the league over that period of time, guys. 10-game sample size is pretty significant.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the Mavs offense has been the fourth worst in the entire league in that stretch. Mm-hmm. Luka tired, maybe. I mean, he's playing 42 minutes. I never thought he would play that much. But he is. He's trying to do more. He's ready to do more. And he is doing more. He's added 5.5 points to his scoring average. It's crazy. But... there isn't a lot of great explanations for this other than they really miss Brunson's dribble penetration, and that's why Kemba Walker's coming. Because as Cato points out, it might seem like the misses are a simple explanation for these struggles. But there's one problem. Dallas isn't shooting worse than last year. Tim Hardaway Jr. is. Bullock is. But as a team, they're making about the same number of threes as they did last year, both catch and shoot and wide open looks. Dallas offense built around the three for years, writes Cato. and this team has consistently finished bottom 10 in shots taken at the rim since Doncic arrived, but this season the team's inside-out approach, drive to the basket and kick out, has been something closer to outside-outside attack. Dallas has the league's second lowest percentage of two-point attempts, with just 52.5% of its shots coming inside the arc. Last season, it was at 56%. So the lack of an ability when that outside, let's pass it around and find who's going to hit the open three, when that's not working, there's only one guy. And that's kind of what the eyeball test has been telling us, but here's like the analytical statistical backup to that, right?
Yeah, yeah, they're not taking two-pointers. Their offense, they are so, and that's why you see these big swings in these games where they're leaning so heavily on the three-point shot, and when they're rocking and rolling, boom, it looks great, building all these leads, this is wonderful, but they are a real case of you live and die by the three, mm-hmm. because they're just hoisting up so many, and yeah. when they're going in, it looks amazing because there's no better way to extend a lead than just by draining threes. But when you go on that three-point drought, they don't have a counterpunch other than just Luka.
Yeah, there you go.
Can you go make magic happen, Luka? Because we don't have anybody else now, like you mentioned Brunson, who could get into the paint and make scoring happen. And his mid-range, like Jalen Brunson from the mid-range, was a nice element to that offense last year that is no longer there. So hopefully Kemba Walker can bring you a little something. I am somewhat hopeful, but I think you're insane if you think that is going to do much in the way of fixing this offense. And Cato suggests maybe you rearrange the approach offensively to prioritize more two-point shots, mm-hmm. so you give more minutes to guys who can create and convert them. And that would be like Christian Wood, Josh Green over Bullock and Hardaway at this point. And then you just are they bringing up?
Yeah, they just recalled Jaden Hardy from the Legends today.
So there's another guy that you could mix in as maybe a dude that can do some dribble penetration for
What's
you.
What's interesting, though, is it's not like they're the only team that's doing this, because you look at the other two teams that have a less, you know, two-point shooting percentage in the NBA. It's the Boston Celtics, who are in their vicinity, right? And then the Golden State Warriors. And you think of them, and the Warriors have struggled this year, but they're still the defending NBA champs, and the Celtics are the best team in basketball right now. So this offensive approach, other teams, the best team in the NBA right now and the reigning champs, are also playing this style. So you're not alone in this way of thinking. They're just right now executing, and the Mavericks aren't. So,
yeah.
I mean, they say it's a make-or-miss league. Right now, the Mavericks are just missing their shots. So it's one of those things where I don't know that you want to completely just change who you are as a team. It's a struggle. It's very, very different. I don't know that what they're doing is wrong necessarily.
You know, there's got to be some sort of balance, right? And getting to the rim, even though it's only worth two, it's kind of like the passing versus running the football thing.
Sure.
Where it's like, well, why don't we just shoot all threes?
Yeah.
Because there's something to attacking the rim that makes the defense more vulnerable to the three. And Cato wrote in the article, the Mavs might become the first team to prove that there's such a thing as shooting too many threes, and maybe that's what we're in the process
they're trending
of seeing.
There now.
But they can't get enough quality looks from two was one of my takeaways. It's one thing to say, we need more twos, but how do you get the quality looks?
Yeah, because they're not built for it. That's the problem. Like, you were getting quality looks with Jalen Brunson last year. Luka can certainly get those, but now they're throwing the kitchen sink at Luka, and things are being made much more difficult for him.
Well, you'll throw it off to Maxey, like, you know, Bassick talked about in that Toronto game, and Maxey's got an open look at the rim, and he doesn't want to take it. He's just not comfortable with that. It's almost like when you give it to Ben Simmons, and you've got the yips, and you just don't want to shoot.
Okay.
So sometimes it's on other guys on the floor to take the two as well. It's not all just on Luka.
You know, whenever Dwight Powell or Kleba catches the ball facing the basket from 12 to 15 feet out, I think, what would Christian Wood do with the ball? And it would be a lot more impressive than anybody else, mm-hmm. not named Luka. And that's, to me, what could be the solution, is getting Wood involved in the high post, or, you know, maybe even initiating offense and looking to go to the basket a little bit more. But, you know, Dalton Trigg pointed out, he's a must-follow on Mavs Twitter, the Jason Kidd quote on the third quarter Sunday night. They lost to the Bucks. The only quarter the Mavs won against the Bucks was the third quarter, and Christian Wood started that third quarter coming out of halftime.
He did.
And Jason's answer was, well, did I like the result? We lost. If we're at the CYO and everybody gets minutes and shots and everybody's happy, then yeah, that's cool. Well, you won the quarter, you know. So the way that he's avoiding that he's so dug in on it, I don't think he's going to Christian Wood. CYO, by the way, is a youth sports league. I had to Google that. I didn't know. We called it the YMCA, but apparently in the Bay Area, it's the CYO, or other places, it's the CYO. But it's confusing. It doesn't make any sense. It's one thing to be the staunch coach who's like, what are you talking about? But this explanation makes no sense. The one 2 weeks ago where he was like, well, we got a lot of bigs, so everybody's got to wait their turn with Christian Wood. Kleba was hurt, and even when all the bigs are healthy, none of them are even half as talented as Christian Wood. This story goes on, and I'm willing to acknowledge the coach's side of it, but at some point it's becoming way more detrimental to the team than anything Christian Wood is doing on the defensive side. Jason Kidd's approach to Christian Wood is the bigger problem than Christian Wood's defense. I firmly believe that right now.
Okay.
And then I promised I had chicken soup for your Maverick soul. Great story in the morning news about Luka's improved defense, which you could see in the games. But again, your eyeballs tell you one thing. What are the numbers saying? We got morning news coming through strong. Okay. He's increasing his scoring average by 5.6. How many MVP voters, and for that matter, Mavericks fans, know that Doncic's 3.3 deflections per game ranks ninth in the NBA? His 1.4 loose balls recovered average leads the league? Okay. Or that his 1.8 steals average ranks fourth? Or that his defensive win shares estimate of 1.0 ties him for fourth best in the league? Among others, fellow MVP favorite Giannis Antetokounmpo. So Sunday night he was asked about Giannis and he was like, yeah, Giannis is the best player in the league. And I would agree with that probably, but Luka's closing and it's because of his commitment to defense. You know, last year he was called out in the playoffs. This year he got in shape and he's as committed as ever. I don't think he's a great on-the-ball defender, but these numbers show you he's finding ways to impact things on the defensive end of the floor in a pretty dramatic way. To Sean Sweeney had a quote in this saying, well, you know, there's 450 players in the league, and last year, Luka, you were 450th, yeah. And now you're up to 250th. And they told a story of last week, Luka's jogging back down the court, and he hollers over to Sweeney, 150! And then after he got another stop, he was like, 125! So it's a fun, feel-good type of story, yeah. and confirmation that this isn't Luka, like, trying not to suck. He's actually become a pretty good defender, which is what Dirk found a way to do. Magic Johnson found a way to do. It's like, hey, I can't stay in front of anybody.
Right.
What else? I can anticipate everything, though.
There you go.
I can get my hands on loose balls. Mm-hmm. I can maybe put a little risk into reading the passing lanes and seeing if I can get some deflections and help my team in that way.
Yeah. Give me something on the defensive side because you're doing everything for me offensively. Just don't be the biggest liability in the world. Don't be number 450 out of 450, and we can work with this.
Buy in.
Yeah.
He's buying in. We do have some Cowboys news.
Okay.
The Cowboys are waiving defensive end Terrell Basham. So we knew that they were maybe trying to trade him.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got a surplus at the position. So now you have Basham is going to be on waivers. So that is the latest Cowboys news. You're on your home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan.
Creates that roster spot for somebody, huh?
Sure does, doesn't it?
Yeah. I can't believe Iran almost scored. Goodbye. I still haven't recovered from that.
It was stressful.
That went right through the keeper's legs.
Yeah, it did.
Freaking Zimmerman.
There's never a doubt, hell. Man. There's never a doubt.
That's a better redemption than CeeDee Lamb in week three or whatever that was. 4:05. I don't even like soccer. I'm out on my run. And while you guys were announcing the win, I was fist pumping like Rocky running up those steps. It was fun to share that moment with you, sir. 9:36. Des was man of the match. Weah should not start again. Weah was off on the. He needs to be the forward.
Robinson was really good.
Robinson was great.
Robinson was. I never saw anybody get past him.
I love soccer. Screw the haters. Glad you're into soccer, General. Okay. We got to go. NFL true or fart false is a fun one. And we'll take a look at some of the big storylines across pro football here as we head off into the week. That's coming up next in the G-Bag Nation.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All righty, welcome back, G-Bag Nation. Hope you're having a great day. USA over Iran, 1-0 the final, and they will face Netherlands Saturday morning at 9 a.m. It is time now to talk some pro football with you. NFL, true or fart false with Zach Wolchuk. Here he is, Wooly Bully.
Thank you very much. We, of course, love to play a little game called NFL True or Fart. It's essentially a little true or false, but we did have a slip-up on air, and it was the great Robert Flores of ESPN. And if you missed it, well, this is kind of what happened.
All right, we've moved to the red zone as far as the running back conversation goes here on this SportsCenter Fantasy Draft Special. True or far, false, Marshawn Lynch matches last year's production.
Oh, the great professional that he is. And there, that moment, NFL true or fart was born. Play along with us at home, boys and girls. And I begin by asking you, Eric Chiafalo, true or fart, the Jets should just stick with Mike White the rest of the way, baby.
The rest of this season, yes, I believe they probably should. Now, I'm sure, I mean, I actually don't even want to go all the way towards, yes, Mike White should be their guy the rest of the way. But he is, up until he has a crappy game, he should probably deserve to continue to get the starts. And a lot of it has more to do with just, I think, how the locker room feels about Zach Wilson, and especially how those wide receivers feel, where you have couple of those guys who get no touchdowns when Zach Wilson's the quarterback, and if Flacco's the quarterback, here's two in a game for Garrett Wilson. Or when Mike White's in the game, here's two in the game for Elijah Moore. So the wide receivers, everybody in that locker room, just anybody but Zach Wilson. I don't even have to commit. I'm not committing to Mike White the rest of the season, but I am committing to not playing Zach Wilson at all costs.
By the way, did you guys see the memes that were coming out from Zach Wilson on the sidelines, and he's got his hoodie up and he just looks just angry, and then they put the side by side of Anakin Skywalker going to the dark side, and it's virtually identical.
Yeah, he's got that affluenza thing going on. You know, he just can't handle any sort of failure. Any sort of note?
It was funny when they put him up and he's salty on the sidelines, and then they put up the graphic about how he led his team to under 3 inches per play in the second half.
I mean, Steve Mariucci walked two steps and was like, that was their offense in the second half under Zach Wilson.
Mike White's done this before, though. He's had a good game. Right? And then the next game, it was horrible.
Yep.
So I think it's a fluid situation.
So are you going fart?
I'm going fart.
All right, we got a fart. We got a true. Brian Broaddus.
I think they need to go with him the rest of the way, but he's about to get exposed. They're going to play Buffalo here in a couple of weeks in Buffalo, and that's probably going to be the game where he looks really, really bad. They got the Vikings this week. You know, the Vikings, we've kind of seen.
Hell of a game. Could have been flexed for Sunday Night Football.
Vikings have one of those teams that, you know, not very good on defense. But, yeah, he'll get exposed against Buffalo in a game in Buffalo.
Okay, all right. Sure. Brian, let me stick with your... Lucius. Ooh, Lucius, I love it.
Hey,
we got the farts coming. All right, smelling stinky in here. We had two truths and a fart there. I'm going to stick with you, Brian. The NFC East, they currently have all four teams in the playoffs. They're going to finish the season with all four teams, Eagles, Cowboys, Giants, Commanders, making the postseason.
I'm going to say that's true. Because I kind of don't see what's going to happen in the other. I mean, if you look at like the other divisions, you know, the Lions, how do you really trust them? Falcons, you know, I mean, you know, to me, it's, I could see division winners, but I don't see anybody else picking it. The problem with the NFC East is they play each other. You know, you're going to get, you know, I think the Giants and the Eagles have a couple of games. I know the Commanders have got some games, you know, two games with, you know, I just kind of feel like that maybe they might kind of like eat each other going forward.
They're
here.
Cannibalize each other.
Yeah. But I just don't see any of the other divisions, you know, like unless like Seattle, you know, Atlanta come. Every time I want to like Atlanta, they lose. So, yeah, I mean, if these, you know, the Commanders keep winning, the Giants keep winning. I mean, I could see the Commanders getting past the Giants here and the Giants being the fourth best team in the division, but they've already won 7 games. All they have to do is find a way to win a few more, and they'll get in the playoffs.
Ooh, we got a true general. All four NFC's teams in the playoffs?
No, I think either the Giants or the Commanders will falter, and I think Seattle's going to go 4-2 down the stretch. They do have two really tough games, the Chiefs and somebody else, maybe the 49ers. Chiefs and 49ers for Seattle. But, yeah, I mean, Washington and New York play twice. You know, so if one of those teams wins both of those, I think the other one is gone. And Seattle's just taking a little half step back here. I think Pete Carroll, they get their, you know, they're 6-5 and Washington 7-5.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I can't see it because of what Brian said. They play each other too much.
That's exactly right. And so it will not be an all NFC East playoff. The Seahawks will be the third wild card team, and either the Giants or Washington will not be making it. That's for sure.
Man.
Like I said, I'm farting on that.
We got farts all the way around.
He'll see a big
I'm going to go fart.
Baby powder.
Oh,
the baby powder, Zeke.
Training camp baby powder.
You got to use that. That's baby a must powder. Have. That's kind of the best when you just get the cloud. I'm going to go fart as well. I think Seattle ends up sneaking in there over the Commanders. I think you're going to have your typical Heine man who fades come December. I think the Cowboys are going to beat him up pretty good.
Well, it is funny. It's New York that's going to fade. When you see,
I'd be fine with that. One of those two. Something's going to happen. And Seattle will get in over that.
And Seattle beat the Giants, right?
Seattle did beat the Giants.
So they would have any sort of, I guess, tiebreaker between if it came down to those two.
You know, I got to fact check that.
I'm pretty sure we had Seattle winning at home.
27-13.
Cool. So, absolutely. And seeing Heinicke at the bottom of all of these advanced quarterback metrics is pretty funny. It's like Washington's winning and Heinicke's floating around at the bottom of these things. It's like, is this sustainable? Of course not.
Of course not.
See, this is the problem that the Giants have. They've got the Commanders twice, and they've got who else they've got twice? They got the Commanders twice, and then they got the Eagles left. But they've got some games, and they've got the Eagles twice, too. So that could be a problem.
And we just saw the Giants are broken right now. They have, I mean, that's why by the time we got to before kickoff, I was like, yeah, the Cowboys probably will absolutely blow the doors off these guys because they're injured everywhere.
They have a lot of injuries. That offensive line really, really bruised up. All right.
In the secondary.
We've got Gavin Dawson. How about the Bungholes? They're 7-2 in their last 9 games. They're 7-4. Ravens 7-4. But the Bungholes, a.k.a. the Bengals, are going to end up repeating as AFC North champs.
There's a gentleman that doesn't listen to us anymore because you call them the Bungholes.
Who?
There's actually a guy that was a Tolo. He said, I've had enough of you guys.
Really? I can kiss my bung.
Yeah. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Well, it's a joke.
He's a Cincinnati fan.
Well, it's not meant to be serious.
Well, he thinks you're talking about his team.
Well, I actually love Joe Burrow. I've been trying to cape for him as a top five quarterback since the offseason.
Oh. Then maybe you should call him the Bengals.
Well, maybe he shouldn't be so damn sensitive.
Yeah, he's very sensitive. We have a lot of Eagles listeners, and I've been calling them the bird turds for years.
I mean, my God.
Cincinnati, am I right?
I like it. That's good stuff. I'm not backing down.
I'm a man of my convictions, Brian. And when they're in first place, I'll call them the Bengals. And they're very, very close.
They're very close
to getting back there.
They're actually tied, right?
I think. Didn't they beat the Ravens?
I'm gonna say yes. The Ravens have they have a hard time winning. I just don't know if it adds up for them. And the Bengals defense is great. Their offense is reassembled. Bengals, yes. Not only will they repeat as AFC North champions, but they'll win a playoff game.
Ooh, I love that. Okay, so we got a true, Eric.
Yeah, I'm going true here. I am a believer in the Bengals. Their offense is consistently at the tops of all of the numbers where you want to be with the Chiefs, and you want to be where the Cowboys are and where the Dolphins are. You see the Bengals floating around in there, and they've done it recently without their guy Jamar Chase, who is about to step back in here.
Mixon too, been out as well.
Yeah, and Mixon.
Hey, Pirine.
That's a good one. That's
been
a good one.
Back for them.
So yeah, I believe in what
got a lot of love for the bungholes.
And dude, to go into Tennessee and beat the Titans without Jamar Chase and without Joe Mixon, I would say pretty dang impressive.
Yep, that's a team that can travel, man.
Let's see if they can do it this week at home against Kansas City.
They do have the Chiefs number a little bit, don't they?
They beat him in a playoff game.
AFC Championship game.
I think there was a regular season victory last year over the Chiefs as well. Yeah, so yeah, I think they're 2-0 in their last two versus the Chiefs.
Maybe Burrow owns Mahomes.
Hashtag got their number.
So that's gonna be fun.
I like the Bengals better than the Ravens. I think you talk about broken. I think the Ravens, they lose.
Their spirit's broken.
They lose double-digit leads.
Yeah.
They just can't find a way. Okay. I think they miss Wink Martindale.
I think this is true. By the way, we had a 972. It's a Vikings fan. I'm a Tolo, and I don't get upset when you call my Vikings the Vikings. Hashtag don't be soft.
Yeah, we got a lot of Giants fans that don't get upset when we call them the Giants either.
I like the bunghole Bengals.
The Bengals are kind of like the Chiefs Aaron Rodgers. They've won 6 of 7. It goes way back.
Yeah.
Way back.
All right, so we're all going true. The Bengals win the AFC North. Now, some of this might be because we're leaky on Lamar Jackson. You were just talking about this, Brian. I want to go back to you. Lamar Jackson is actually playing his way out of his mega contract extension in Baltimore.
I don't think that's the case.
You're going a big smelly fart on that.
Well, that's because Broaddus has smelled a football field before. Remember what Lamar Jackson was alleging in his tweet the other day? All his haters haven't even smelt a football field before.
Wow, this is long.
Broaddus, is there any better smell than a fresh-cut football field?
Oh, no, yeah, you're absolutely right. That's the hang time
on that fart was
that was a good one.
That was fantastic,
I thought you were going to ask me if there was any worse.
Gut cleansing, you know what I mean? Yep. Yeah. Talking about a gut feeling, I got one out.
That was really
intuition's on fire.
I thought you were going to, it was lying. I was trying to talk and also just kept going.
Yeah, that continued to surprise me.
I thought you were going to say that, is there any worse smell than a locker room?
The worst smell in the world, I believe, is
a middle school locker room.
A middle school locker room.
I think it's a football glove that's been worn since two-a-days, and now you're sitting around Thanksgiving, and that thing has been
two-a-day locker room is bad.
A girl's middle school locker room is funky, I'm telling you. I promise you, bro.
Oh,
thank you. I promise you. They haven't learned yet.
Yeah.
All right, so you're going fart.
Yeah.
I think we're all, are
everyone's
we all farting?
Going fart?
I'll go true on that.
You say he's playing it out?
He's heading for the tag.
Well, he's not going to get... Is the question the guaranteed? He's not getting the guaranteed.
He's playing his way out of his contract extension.
He's negotiating his way out of the contract.
He's still going to get the extension. So I will...
But Lamar might not settle for... And he wants what he wants.
Well, at some point, you say, okay, I will take the 140 guaranteed instead of the full 250 to 300 guaranteed when you're sitting there with no other options.
Well,
right?
You don't think Washington's an option for him?
I guess that's a good point.
You know?
It's a good point.
I'm just going to walk over to Lando.
I was going to say, I don't know if Washington can afford him, but that's Vegas, who probably wouldn't be able to afford him.
There's another edition of NFL True or Fart in the books. I appreciate you guys playing along.
Oh, thank you, Wolchuk. I'm just basking in the glory of that USA victory.
Oh, me too.
Woo.
I was going to say, basking in the glory of that long fart.
That was a good fart, too. It was very satisfying as well. All righty. When we come back, G-Bag Nation. Chiafalo, where are we heading?
Land, air, and sea, where the effing frontier stands for bleep yourself. That's next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, thank you, Lucius. It is the G-Back Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. It is time now here for some fun with Eric Chiafalo, and here he is, the Chief.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. Friendly reminder that we have our Fantolo holiday party this Saturday. Boomer Jacks in Arlington Highlands, right off I-20. Going to be outstanding, noon to 4. It'll be the post-game celebration for another USA victory over the Netherlands on Saturday morning. It'll also be conference championship Saturday in college football. Yep, I believe Walchuk is going to be open as well to doing live impersonations for Tolo. So he could bust out the Bane on you at any moment. He will be like a piano bar. You could just walk up to Walchuk and say, give me Brett Favre. Boom. And then there he goes. He rattles
Mama
it off.
Mama gave me 8 of them flapjacks. I said, Mama, take away 5 of them flapjacks. I want to stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
So that's going to be pretty dang kick-ass.
And I'll get naked for you.
Looking forward to the Fantolo holiday party.
Are you
Boomer
looking at
Jacks,
me like that, Brian?
Arlington
well, not
Saturday.
Not until your back heals up. I mean, nobody wants to see your back.
Yeah, can we get a progress report on the back wax postpartum pimple disaster?
I don't want to talk about it.
Is it still problematic?
It's getting better.
It's getting better.
It's getting better.
How's the ointment helping?
Good.
Good.
I think it's really solving the problem.
Okay. You got to use it on your back.
Better than you can say about that other rash you had.
No, the other rash never existed. You always say that to try and bring me down.
Sure.
And then I told
you had another rash?
No, I didn't, Brian. See, this is what happens. This
he
is
had
what
another
happens.
Rash, didn't he? He
I never rash. Had another rash. Brought I
us.
Didn't.
Brought us, he had another rash.
Not.
What kind of voice is that?
He went to that.
I'm trying to be a D-bag.
What voice is that?
He had to level with you. He went to that. Yeah, I had to get real serious with you for a second.
He had Mark Bashara. I had a scalp rash.
That Ohio State Buckeye weekend really took its toll on his epidermis.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. That land, air, and sea, that is the word for skin scientifically. Walchuk.
Intercourse?
Epidermis. So we have some news here. Land, air, and sea. I want to actually start with the sea because this is the headliner. Did you guys
see? They were doing at McDonald's?
28. No, this is not the McDonald's fight. This is the Carnival passenger.
These sound like disasters.
I did not see this until your email, and I read it, and I was like, "Holy crap!"
Yeah, yeah.
Was it an all white party?
It was.
Were they wearing all? I've never been to an all white party. That did not end in a fight or argument.
Well, this ended up with a man lost at sea.
Yeah,
and the reasoning behind it is pretty dang special. Of what they're alleging made this guy vanish from everybody. So it's a 28-year-old passenger on a Carnival cruise. Miraculously rescued after spending 15 hours treading water in the Gulf of Mexico.
Holy cow.
And it was cold in that water, like sub 70 degrees, which for water is like really dang cold, I guess. When they found him, he's like hyperthermia and everything. Like he can't really talk. The dude was like, he was in some bad shape. But kudos to him. What a beast for 15 hours.
That's some Navy
hours.
Training stuff right there.
Dude.
That's what they make us do.
You know how scary that is to just imagine what is
at what point you just give
you?
Up. Just give
yeah.
up.
Right, yeah.
At what point you just like sink,
Lost at sea at night in the cold? Are you kidding
that
me?
That is a fear.
That is,
the
yeah.
The ocean is scary.
The ocean is vast.
It yeah.
It's and, dark and cold.
No.
For 15 hours.
Okay, Hemingway.
What is underneath you? What is underneath you? I don't even know who Hemingway is. Really? But it just seems like a
he
terrible
was a writer.
Seems like a terrible situation.
He's an author.
So, and the reason why.
Thank you, Brian. I am a scholar.
Yeah. How did he fall in and how did he get found?
Well, I haven't gotten.
He's going to the men's room, wasn't he?
I haven't gotten the full details on how he fell in because I think they're still trying to figure out, did this dude jump? Was he just hammered and slipped?
He had the wrist pass, so he had the all you can drink.
All you can drink for sure, which I guess is the only way to do the cruise. I've never done the cruise.
That's what I've been told.
I will say this. You can't drink enough to what they charge you. That's
oh,
right.
Really? Oh, okay.
Yeah, they charge you this huge sum of
we'll
money.
See about that.
You're just constantly chasing to make
Nobody's
sure
met
that
Dawson before. Yeah.
Oh shit, are these idiots.
Well,
on
Gavin
and his
prime sounded like a savage, and one day we will get that back when the girls have graduated and they're out of the house. So I am looking forward to that day. The 682 asked, wasn't the dude pretty fat?
No, this dude was not a large human.
No, he was not, and I don't know why that has anything to do with it.
Because it would make you float better. Yeah, that along with the salt water.
Yeah,
see, I think I could tread water in the ocean for 15 hours. I think I could do that part. I don't know if I'd survive the hypothermia.
Right.
Let's try this.
Well, I think
this ought to be a bet payoff.
He's wilding, bro.
I was about to say.
That's worse than Bobby Bell thinking
we did
there's only one man that's ever been on a boat, big time boat, and he's sitting in that other room.
I'll tell you, I'm just listening to you guys talk.
Not
tell
me.
What I can do, buddy.
I respect
it wasn't
the
15 hours of treading ocean water that was that big of a deal.
Dawson's like, I can out-drink the cruise liner, and I can spend 15 hours in the water.
Hilarious.
That's great, man.
Hysterical.
Whoop your ass at the pool volleyball, too. I'm on top of the world.
Oh, man.
That pool volleyball
was a 1-0 USA win. And Gavin's taking over the world.
Yeah. Who has more confidence, post Soto Walchuk or post USA victory in the World Cup, Dawson?
By far,
I don't know.
Dawson.
I don't know.
He just said he could tread water for 15 hours.
Yeah, you put me in that salt water?
Yeah. Lucius is in there. Put me in the middle of that desk. Ocean.
It's crazy.
As long as I had calm seas.
Oh, man.
I need calm seas.
There's no such thing in the middle of the
ocean.
I'd
like to see you do it in a pool.
Yeah,
that's what I was getting ready to say. Olympic-sized pool is what we do it in. We have to do it in our boots, in our full uniform with a sea bag.
See, I'd strip down.
There's people crying for their mothers.
Oh, that's bad, bro.
Yeah, screw that, dude.
Real fast.
And that's not even Navy SEAL training?
No, man.
That's just regular.
Just to see if you're ready for the Navy SEALs. They don't even tell you, like, you're. We want to see if you guys got the guts, you know?
Yeah.
Because you know, we might move you over to this side of the training.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then once they tell you, oh, it's Navy SEAL training, you qualified. Like, I didn't sign up for that.
Yeah,
I didn't sign up for that, fam.
Good to know, though. That's pretty cool.
Good conversation starter.
I just want to go to college, bro.
Exactly. Officer. Yeah.
So the dude disappeared after he was repeatedly told on the cruise ship to stop vaping by the staff.
Oh.
So what they're alleging there.
You got to be a little sneaky about that. You can't just be doing that out in the open.
Yeah. And so, like, the next morning, I guess there was a passenger on board, this lady that said she sat next to the missing man's family at breakfast, and the family was talking about how he didn't come back to his room that night, and that that his family was talking about how he kept getting in trouble for vaping in non-designated smoke areas because there's only one area where you can really go smoke. So apparently they think he just, like, he left the crew to go, you know, vape it up, and then somewhere along that process where he's probably hammered, he slips over or maybe just tries to do, like, the Titanic move where he's just standing at the, and then he falls over. I don't know if it was incidental or if he thought, like Dawson, where he just thought, no, I can beat
the ocean. How
did he
survive the fall?
I think somebody threw him overboard.
So,
I think somebody got ticked off he was vaping. They got in a fight. There was a little scuffle.
Like,
and he got thrown overboard. And nobody wants to admit it because it's murder.
So the family
has cameras on these things?
Attempted murder. Yeah, he survived.
He survived, yeah. And that's what's incredible about all this.
Honestly, it's a disappointment.
The family was searching for him on the ship until 3 a.m. They go to sleep without having found him. They wake up, go about their breakfast. It's not till noon the next day that they even report to anybody that they can't find this dude.
So they were happy he was gone.
They were, yeah.
They were already dividing his stuff up in his cabin.
Always getting security on our case.
He got his wallet.
He's the Aaron Rodgers of that family.
We don't need his passport anymore.
Thank God, he's out of here.
Yeah,
so that's pretty crazy. He lived to tell the story. I look forward to getting more details on this story of about how this happened, but that is just absolutely insane. And that is the sea portion of our land, air, and sea here. We'll get to the air where Frontier Airlines has ended its customer service helpline. And I guess officially, you know, planet itself as the worst airline known to the world. They said that most customers prefer, and I've never heard this by anybody, that you'd prefer to chat with the computer fake Autobot box guy where you instant message. They're saying that customers would rather do that, so you're not going to be able to just call them and switch your airline or, you know, or change a flight or whatever. So thank you to Frontier for that. And then as we get to the land portion of this here update, looks like the Cocaine Bear movie is officially about to be welcomed into theaters.
Cocaine Bear?
Cocaine Bear,
oh,
yes.
Oh, man, I saw a trailer, and it's awesome.
February 24th, the Cocaine Bear, which I guess is just like a reenactment of Scarface, just using bears yeah. instead of humans.
This looks incredible.
It's Cubans in bear suits.
But
I'm Cuban, B.
It's actually inspired by a true story after a bear ate a duffel bag full of cocaine in 1985.
Yeah, and wait till you see what this bear does.
38 years later, the world will finally get to see Cocaine Bear on the big screen, February 24th, 2023. So Walchuk's fired up
for it,
man.
I am pumped, man.
That's
like
awesome.
Cocaine Cowboy 2.0.
You've seen it?
The trailer.
Okay. And he's in.
I'm down.
Sounds great. Sounds entertaining. You know, they need new ideas in Hollywood, so whatever you got, I'm up for it.
Absolutely.
Know?
And I love a good based on a true story, you know?
Yeah, loosely.
This has to be the loosest true story basing ever, right? Like, because how would... Were people there watching the Cocaine Bear do... cocaine-y things?
Of course.
I bet that damn horse was broken, too.
Yeah.
How much cocaine you get at bear high? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You probably had a good weekend playing, and all of a sudden the bear got into your coke.
Take it all. Take
My
it all.
God.
That's
a horror movie.
That's the storyline that I want to get on this. What happened to the guys whose bag that was?
Take the food. Take the food.
What are you doing?
There's steaks in the bag. What are you doing? Give us back the cocaine.
Take the steak. Leave the cocaine.
Bobby Corella, Mavs Insider, is going to join us next. We'll talk about what this basketball team needs to do to get back on track tonight as they host the Warriors. That's the next year in the G-Back Nation.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.